Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello, hello, welcome to another episode. Let me see what we have cooking for today. And yeah, I wanted to talk a bit about the lead generation for B2B and what actually makes some agencies different from another. So when we are looking at the B2B lead generation ecosystem, I mean, there are so many providers. I mean, where should I start even? You can generate leads through ads. You have the YouTube, the Facebook, the Instagram. You have the SEO, which is creating blog or content. You have the outreach, either through email, LinkedIn, cold calling, Facebook. You have the webinars, you have the funnels, you have the podcast, radio show, video show. So there are so many options on how you can generate leads. And it is a Red Sea. And I wanted to open the topic on how you can actually differentiate in this chaos of an industry. So I actually wrote a book on the topic. And the book is supposed to be out in August, so this is me actually bragging about it. The book name will be Sweet Leads. You see, Sweet Buzz is the name of the podcast. Well, Sweet Leads is the name of the book. And the subtitle is Harness the Prospecting Power of LinkedIn and Email to Fill Your Calendar with Qualified High-Value B2B Meetings. As you can see, I know exactly who are we talking to, the B2B world, the high-ticket service providers, and what kind of leads that they need. And that's actually the sweet leads. So we actually worked a bit on this and we tried to define what is a sweet lead. And we introduced our own definition of what is a sweet lead. So a sweet lead is a qualified lead that has connected with you, engaged in conversation, showing interest in your offer, consume your content, and finally books a call with you. You see, there are like four or five structures in this definition, all highly specific. Let me go one by one. So, has connected with you. That means that it's just not a cold prospect, but they either connected with you on Facebook, they either connected with you on LinkedIn, either connected to you on email, but it's no longer a cold prospect that ignores you. Engaged in a conversation, which means that not just they connected, but they actually started responding to your campaigns or to your outreach or to your campaigns. Showing interest in your offer, that means that they are relevant. And relevant, it means that they saw your offering and they are showing interest. Consumes your content, this is really special because there are a lot of cold leads that when they come on a call, they're just not interested in what you're having to offer. And by just consuming your content, they already perceive you as an authority or a thought leader in the field. And finally, books a call with you, which means that they're ready to make the next step. Not just, you know what, I've read it and it's good to know, but actually I'm inspired and I'm ready to make the next step and book a call and see if you can help me. So what is left for you? Well, you only need to show up and don't try to close, but actually do the diagnostic approach. Try to see if that prospect really has a problem that you can help. And if you can, there you go, you have a client. So what do you think of our definition of a sweet lead? I'm sorry if I'm a bit of breath taken, but man, it's 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm actually climbing a mountain. I have to lose weight. And while walking, I said, you know what, let me actually record a few podcasts because I try to do 2.5 hours morning walks in the woods and it really helps me. It helps me clean my head, it helps me get some clarity for the rest of the day, and it exhausted me. So if I cannot breathe, it's because I either lost condition or I need to get back in good shape. Anyway, I'm digressing. So think about the Red Sea and how you can differentiate it from it. And also, what does a sweet lead means for you? Whether it's a guy that's gonna worship you, a guy that's gonna come on a meeting and said, you know what, I already even bought your low-level services. Think about it, put it on a wallpaper, piece of paper, and start building your leads toward the sweet leads. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.